is ready. I'd like to call to order the March 3rd, 2022 board meeting to order and remind everyone to please mute your phone or computer microphone when not speaking. In addition, if anybody other than a board member would like to speak, please use the raise hand feature and wait to be acknowledged by the board recorder. Thank you. The board recorder will now conduct a roll call for the record.
All right, thank you. City of Beaverton, Commissioner Sanssouci?
I'm here.
City of Hillsboro, Commissioner Judah?
Present, thank you.
And TBWD, Commissioner Duggan?
Present.
All right, thank you. This concludes roll call. All other attendance will be recorded using the meeting participant list.
Thank you. First on our agenda is the General Manager's Report. Mr. Krasko will now present the General Manager's Report.
Thank you, Commissioners. And let's get into our General Manager's Report. The first item is always the Safety Minute. Safety Minute today is about scam spotters. Timely topic for us these days. So next slide is a reminder that scammers are expected to steal over $3 billion worth in 2022. And we can stop their efforts or help to stop their efforts with the following three golden rules. First is to slow down. So scammers will create a sense of urgency in order to bypass your better instincts. So take time and ask questions of yourself before being rushed into a bad situation or a bad decision. Second rule is to spot check. So do your research and to double check the details. If you get an unexpected phone call and actually answer it, or call a number that you don't recognize, hang up. And then look up the bank or agency that supposedly was trying to get in touch with you and contact them directly to find out if they really were. And then the final golden rule for today is to stop and don't send. So no reputable person or agency will ever demand payment on the spot. Often scammers will tell you to go and buy gift cards, which are meant as only to be given as gifts, not payment under threat. So don't do that. And so in closing, remember, if it sounds unbelievable, it probably is. And to join the fight against fraud, if a scammer contacts you, report it to the Federal Trade Commission. So that concludes the Safety Minute for today. Now continuing on with the General Manager's Report, I'll start as usual with our permitting and communications updates. The Willamette Water Supply Program permitting efforts continue to remain very active. Attached to this General Manager's Report is a tabulation of the permits and approvals recently granted and the status of those currently in process. A few of the permitting team highlights include a number of permits have been secured for the water treatment plant project, including the grading and erosion control permit from the City of Sherwood, 1200C permit from the Department of Environmental Quality, and the electrical permit needed from Washington County. A permit modification bundle was submitted to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the Department of State Lands for the Metzger Pipeline East 1.3 project, Pipeline Main, a PLM 1.3 project, and PLM 5.3 projects. This bundle focused on notifying the agencies of the staging areas for MPE 1.3 and PLM 1.3. But by the way, MPE 1.3 is our pipeline project in Shoals Ferry Road from Roy Rogers to about Highway 217. And the PLM 1.3 project is our pipeline project in Wilsonville. So it's those two projects, as well as the bypass road realignment within the PLM 5.3 project, which is our pipeline project up Grabhorn Road and around Baker Rock and up to Farmington Road. In all of that, no wetlands or cultural resources have been identified on these sites, so the permit modification is considered minor in nature. Given that determination, no public noticing will be required in the review and approval process of this permit modification by the regulatory agencies. Now on to communications team. They focused efforts this month on the production of the annual program update video. Video showcases the construction progress made to date and what new activities will occur in 2022. It highlights the fact that 6 projects have been completed so far, and that in 2022, a total of 15 projects will be under construction. It also draws attention to the fact that the program is helping to stimulate the economy with the creation of approximately 4,000 local jobs, and that 92% of the funds spent to date have gone to local businesses for the goods and services needed to build the system. The video can be viewed with the link. So there's a link in the general manager's report in the PDF. So I encourage you, when you have a moment, to click on that link and have a look. I think it's an excellent production by the team, and it's a good summary of what was accomplished over the past year. The video has also been translated into Spanish, and both versions of it will be posted for public viewing on the WWSP's website. Regarding design status updates, two pipeline projects remain in the final stages of design and are proceeding according to plan. And again, all above ground facilities design work is complete. Regarding construction, attached to the general manager's report is a tabulation of all the projects in construction and their status. A few highlights include open trenching and construction of the 48-inch WWSP water line began on the MPE 1.2 project near the intersection of Highway 217 and Shoalsbury Road. Open cut trenching and construction of the 40-inch pipeline began on the MPE 1.1 project on Western Avenue near the intersection with Arctic Drive. Tree clearing for the treatment plant project was initiated, and tree clearing for the Reservoir 1.0 project and the adjacent staging area up there on Grabhorn Road was completed. Now finally, for the general manager's report is the steel market exposure update. Market price of hot rolled band, the material used to fabricate WWSS transmission pipe, started off this year with a decrease of approximately 15% since the end of 2021. Some market data indicates that the current values are trending below February 2021 pricing, so below the price of a year ago. Market forecasters project steel prices to continue their downward trend in 2022 as production numbers continue to rise. Current production rates are up 3.5% compared to the same period last year. Recently awarded WWSS contracts will recognize steel de-escalation contract change from the time of bid to the time of contract execution. Staff are continuing to monitor the steel market and again, not recommending any change in construction procurement plans and strategies at this time. That concludes today's general manager's report. I'd be glad to take any questions if there are any.
Any questions from the commissioners?
None here.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Next on our agenda is public comment. Public comment time is set aside for persons wishing to address the board on items on the consent agenda and matters not on the agenda. Additional public comment will be invited on agenda items as they are presented. Annette, do we have any persons who would like to comment today?
None today.
Thank you. As a reminder, Annette is monitoring the chat feature for any future requests as they come in on our agenda. Next is the consent agenda, which are items considered to be routine and may be enacted in one motion without separate discussion. Any board member may request that an item be removed by motion for discussion and separate action. Any items requested to be removed from the consent agenda for separate discussion will be considered immediately after the board has approved those items which do not require discussion. And the two items on our consent agenda are approving the February 3rd, 2022 meeting minutes and approving the February 17th, 2022 meeting minutes. Do I have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda as presented?
Commissioner Sanchez, you move approval of the consent agenda.
This is Commissioner Judah. I second that motion.
Thank you. The board recorder will now conduct the voting roll call for the record.
All right, thank you. City of Beaverton?
Yes.
City of Hillsborough?
Yes.
And TVWD?
Yes.
Thank you.
Consent agenda is approved. The motion passes. Next on our agenda are the business agenda items. Item 4A is to consider adopting resolution number WWSS 0322, approving the Willamette Water Supply System annual work plan and budget for the fiscal year 22-23, and approving the Willamette Water Supply Program Capital Improvement Plan, baseline 7.0. Mr. LaFrance will now present the staff report.
Hello, Commissioners. I'm Toby LaFrance, the WWSP Finance Manager. I'm here to present the fiscal year 2022-23 WWSS annual work plan and budget and the baseline 7.0, also known as the capital improvement plan. And we're here for your consideration and potential adoption today. Overall, just to give a brief outline, I'll be providing some background on the baseline process and the difference between contingency and management reserve. Then we'll dive into some of the numbers and their drivers and finally conclude with today's action. So today we will be seeking board adoption of the annual work plan, the annual budget for the WWSS and baseline 7.0. So let's cover some background. That's one more slide, please. Thank you. Today's action to consider and adopt the baseline honors the IGA that governs the program and provides key information on program schedule, overall costs, and the share of those costs by each of our partners. This year, we had to quickly pivot our process. As we started to see increases in construction bids, we produced an early baseline 7.0 at the end of December so that our partners could evaluate their funding and financing options. Then on January 31st, we released the official baseline 7.0, and that was approved by the management committee on February 17th. This leads us to today's board consideration and potential adoption on March 3rd. Now, the baseline has three main components. We have the projects themselves, that makes up the bulk of the baseline. We have system-wide, which supports the staff implementing the projects and the annual work plan, and the management reserve, which handles unexpected program-wide cost increases. I'd like to take some time to provide a little bit more information on contingency versus the management reserve. Now, contingency is budgeted as a project cost and is held for unexpected cost increases at the project level. Whereas when we're talking about management reserve, that is more for program-wide risks. So the next slide outlines some examples of where in our project we have used contingency and management reserve. So as shown on the left, contingency is project specific, and this provides some examples of where we've used contingency on this project. In contrast, on the right, management reserve has been used for program-wide issues or larger changes to projects than exceeds the project's contingency. So while contingency amount varies by the type of construction project, overall our contingency is at 8% of the cost of construction within baseline 7.0. And to build our management reserve for baseline 7.0, we first performed a risk analysis. In this year's analysis, we updated our assumptions to reflect recent construction bids, resulting in a more conservative approach. This led us to a $55 million management reserve. In addition, when building our management reserve, between providing the early release of baseline at the end of December and the official release being considered today, the program received some favorable bids, which is great news. It resulted in $23.9 million in project cost reductions. These savings were added to the management reserve to provide additional risk mitigation, bringing the total management reserve to the $78.9 million represented in baseline 7.0 you're considering today. Placing the project savings into management reserve makes the total official release, baseline 7.0 being considered today, the same total dollar amount as the December early release baseline 7.0. The combination of the updated risk analysis and the savings we've added to management reserve results in the program holding an additional $26 million in management reserve when compared to baseline 6.1. So let's cover the baseline 7.0. As mentioned at the beginning of this presentation, one of the functions of baseline is providing a schedule for the program. The schedule on this slide shows that we are heading into the construction phase as displayed by the dark green lines on the schedule. The next few slides will further illustrate this transition. On this slide, we get to see the completed project to date. On the following slides, we have the projects that are currently under construction. And finally, on this slide, we get by the end of calendar year 2022, you can see that we will have 15 projects under construction. This illustrates this transition that our program and our project is making to get us to the construction of our system. Next slide, please. So the next few slides will compare baseline 7.0 to some prior baselines. In this slide, baseline 7.0 is growing from 1.3 billion in baseline 6.1 to 1.6 billion in baseline 7.0. This is roughly a 24% increase. When compared to baseline 5.2, which was prior to some cost-cutting measures implemented in 6.1, the growth is still a 20% growth. Finally, when compared to December's early release baseline 7.0, this official release is the same bottom line dollar amount. As mentioned previously, we do have some savings that were accrued, and those savings have been moved to increase the management reserve. And then we have our partner cost shares, which are increasing proportionate to the overall cost increase. Lastly, I want to point out that there are many ways that baseline 7.0 mitigates the inflation risk that is currently in the news. First, the baseline has already been adjusted for recent inflation. Where we have signed contracts, the risk has largely been shifted to the contractors, and our estimates for remaining projects have already been updated for inflation. The future cost of baseline includes a cost inflator. As covered previously, second way that we are mitigating the risk, as covered previously, every project has a contingency, and that contingency is averaging 8% across the program. Lastly, our management reserve, where we've taken our conservative approach, that reserve exceeds 6% of the remaining forecasted project costs. This multi-layered approach provides us with reasonable confidence that we have protected the program against future cost increases. So now I'd like to transition. Are there any questions on baseline 7.0 before I transition to the WWSS annual work plan or budget? Okay. The annual work plan will transition to supporting the construction activities we've been discussing in baseline 7.0. And we will continue program management of areas like the WIFIA loan and the outreach program, as well as planning for future operations of the system. Initially, and then next slide, please. Initially, the WWSS budget had just under $1 million for materials and services. You'll note in this slide that amount has been increased to almost $1.2 million. Since publishing the initial budget for WWSS, staff realized that the budget for the Confluence contract needed to be added to the WWSS annual budget. The contract is for the water system integration project related to distribution studies on partner systems. The WWSS Finance Committee met this Monday on February 28th and discussed the need for this change. The Finance Committee ultimately recommended adding $200,000 to materials and services in the FY 2022-23 WWSS budget. That change is represented on this slide that's in front of you with the cost increase to materials and services. Your agenda packet, the resolution, and the supporting materials have also been revised to show this change. In summary, the the program is seeing higher costs of construction, necessitating a baseline increase. We have many of the key bids already, and we are protecting against remaining uncertainty with a higher management reserve. Lastly, to provide consistency, the requested baseline 7.0 before you today is the same bottom line dollar amount as the December early relief baseline 7.0. Staff is seeking adoption by the board of the annual work plan and annual budget for the Willamette Water Supply System for fiscal year 2022-23, as well as baseline 7.0. Any questions at this point in time?
Board members have any questions of Mr. LaFrance at this time?
Not here, Andy. I have no questions. Thank you for the presentation.
Thank you.
Thank you, and I'd like to say that moving of the savings that we've achieved on a couple of the recent bids, I think it makes a lot of sense to have that added to the management reserve. And I applaud staff for making that prudent arrangement. Do I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number WWSS-0322, approving the Willamette Water System annual work plan and budget for fiscal year 2022-23, and approving the Willamette Water Supply Program Capital Improvement Plan Baseline 7.0. Remember to state your name prior to making the motion and second for this action item.
This is Commissioner Judah. I move to approve the resolution as indicated for item 4.A.
Commissioner Sanssouci seconds the motion.
Been moved and seconded. Will the board recorder now conduct the roll call vote for the record?
Yes. City of Beaverton?
Yes.
City of Hillsborough?
Yes.
And TBWD?
Yes.
Thank
the
you.
The motion passes. Next on our agenda is item 4B. Consider approving contract 2022-040 for $47,667,346 with Tapani Inc. for PLM 4.3 pipeline construction for the Willamette Water Supply Program. Mr. Bridge will now present the staff report.
Okay, thank you, and good afternoon, commissioners. So this is our PLM 4.3 project next. And actually, this is one of those stories where we did get really good bid results, so I'll show you those a little bit later. But the outline for the presentation, I'll give you a brief overview of the project, talk about our construction procurement approach, go through the bid results, show how those compared to the budget, and then the final requested action. Next. So this PLM 4.3 project, at its very south end, it starts at the edge of Sherwood, and it goes across unincorporated Washington County and ends up connecting to our PLM 5.1 project that was a partner project on Roy Rogers Road with the county to the north. Includes about 13,200 feet of 66-inch welded steel pipe. There's two trenchless crossings. The most significant one is underneath the Tualatin River, so that's a 2,000-foot-long microtunnel with some deep shafts. And the shafts are located to stay out of seismically active areas, so avoid the seismic hazards in that way. And then we have a shorter trenchless section at the very beginning on the south end as we're coming out of Sherwood to cross Chicken Creek. And then the other component of that's noted there is there's a retaining wall that towards the north end to support protection of our pipe and future road expansion and designed to a higher level of standard consistent with our pipe. Next. So this was a low bid construction procurement as opposed to best value. So we felt that it was adequate to clearly communicate the information about the bidding and the construction in the documents, and that really no best value approach was needed. For the trenchless construction, we had really high qualification requirements, so we accommodated that in that fashion. This was advertised in the Oregon DJC. We had four firms that participated in proprietary meetings, and you can see them there. And also they were the four that provided bids for this project. And then the public bid opening occurred on January 19th. Next. So there's a bunch of clicks here. Maybe fill those out. So we had, you can see the prices there on the four bids. So Tappany was the low at 47.7 or so. You had a couple more bids that were generally within about 10% or so of Tappany's, and then Kerr was the high bid at 60 million. So the normal kind of due diligence that we go through following bids is have our program estimator and our design consultants kind of review the bids, checking for errors or ambiguities or anything that seemed unbalanced, and everything checked out. And so based on the evaluation of the submitted bids, Tappany was the lowest responsive bidder and determined the respondent most advantageous to the owner. Next. And so this slide just kind of compares the bid results with a couple versions of the baseline. So baseline 6.1 with the contingency that was held with that project was at around 61 million. The early baseline release 7 with contingency was at 76. So that reflected kind of the engineer's latest opinion of probable construction cost. And you can see the cost that came in for the bid was 47.7 million or so. As always with our projects at the start of construction, we like to have a 10% contingency. And so the total amount for the project moving into construction is at 52.4 million, which is the same number that's in the official baseline 7.0 release. And so, you know, you can see by comparison of the final price for this compared to, you know, earlier baselines, this is one of those good bidding stories where it came in, the bids came in $23.6 million less the early, below the early baseline release budget. A couple things that I think contribute to it, well, you know, several things. You know, we have many good pre-qualified contractors who are doing projects for us, and you know, we feel like, one, we've, you know, treated them fairly in working with things, and I think they like working for us, and so they want to keep working for us. We also understood that there is some really good competition going in for the pipe materials. And so if you remember, we have two really good pipe manufacturers that are bidding on our work now, one local and one in Texas, but that really drives good competition in the costs. And I think the story I heard was that one of them in the last few minutes before the bid was due actually dropped $1 million out of their price. And so again, really good competition. And then a little bit unexpected too, was we had actually more trenchless contractors interested in this project than we thought were going to bid. And so again, really drove good competition. And so all these things really support it, you know, the price that you see in the bid there. So next. And so this slide now just talks about for the contract amount, how that share is broken down between the different partners and their corresponding share for the work. Next. Okay, so I guess that concludes my presentation, and I'd be happy to answer any questions or address any comments that you have.
Thank you, Mike. Are there any questions for Mr. Britt?
I have no questions.
Commissioner Sanssouci, just a comment, not a question. I appreciate, and I said this during the special meeting as we were discussing the overall budget, but I appreciate the attention to detail that is required to develop and review these contracts. I have to admit, I did not make the attempt to read every word of it, but I am impressed at the level of detail that it goes into. I realize it's a complicated project. I realize also I probably won't have much fun bicycling down that corridor during a certain portion of the construction of this pipeline, but that's okay. Looking forward to seeing this move forward, and I will be happy to support a motion to support this this award.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. Do I have a motion and a second to approve contract 2022-040 for $47,667,346 with Tapani Incorporated for PLM 4.3 pipeline construction for the Willamette Water Supply Program? Please remember to state your name prior to making the motion and second for this action item.
This is Commissioner Judah. I move to approve.
Commissioner Sanssouci seconds.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded that we approve this item. Therefore, I'll call for the vote. The board recorder will now conduct voting roll call for the record.
All right. City of Beaverton?
Yes.
City of Hillsborough?
Yes.
And TVWD?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Next on agenda is item 4C, which is consider adopting resolution number WWSS 0422, approving delegation of authority to the Tuolumne Valley Water District to seek Safe Drinking Water Revolving Loan Fund grant funding letter of interest. Mr. Krasko will present the staff report.
Thank you, and good afternoon again, commissioners. So the brilliant results there that you just heard from Mike on PLM 4.3, notwithstanding, the cost of the baseline is significantly higher than it was the prior year, as Toby presented. And so it's we have every interest in trying to find funding opportunities wherever they might be. And it's apparent to us, so we've learned, that there may be grant funding opportunities through this state Safe Drinking Water Revolving Loan Fund, as managed through Business Oregon and the EPA. So we intend to prepare a letter of interest to get ourselves in line for that possibility. We actually have a meeting this afternoon, shortly after this meeting, with Business Oregon to go over that application. Now, in applying for this, we need a what's called a water system ID. And right now, the WWSS does not yet have a water system ID. So we need to use one of the agencies. This, if this sounds familiar, it should, or it shouldn't be surprising, is that this is exactly what we did last June when we prepared a similar letter of interest for similar funding opportunities. And what took place then was we used the managing agency's water system ID, TVWDs. And so all that's taking place here is this is a delegation of authority from the WWSS Commission to TVWD so that TVWD can use its water system ID for the application to the benefit of the WWSS. So basically just an administrative check in the box that we have the approval, the authority from the WWSS Commission to move forward with this letter of intent, this application for this potential grant funding. And so really it's as simple as that. But if there's any questions or concerns about it, I'd be glad to answer them. But otherwise, take it from there.
Any questions for Mr. Krasko?
No questions, Mr. Judah.
Excellent. Not at this point. Do I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number WWSS 0422, approving delegation of authority to the Tuolumne Valley Water District to seek Safe Drinking Water Revolving Loan Fund Grant Funding Letter of Interest, LOI? Please remember to state your name and prior to making the motion and second for this action item.
Commissioner Sanssouci moves the requested action.
This is Commissioner Judah. I second that.
It's been moved and seconded. I'll call for the vote. The board recorder will now conduct the voting roll call for the record.
All right. City of Beaverton?
Yes.
City of Hillsborough?
Yes.
And TVWD?
Yes.
Thank you.
The motion passes.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda is information items. Ms. Bennett will now present a staff report on the business agenda items planned for the April WWSS Commission Board meeting.
Thank you, Commissioners. There are two anticipated action items for April. The first item is the Sherwood Emergency Intertie Intergovernmental Agreement, which I've shared with you twice before. Conversations are moving along more quickly now, and we anticipate that at the next board meeting, we will be able to present the proposed intergovernmental agreement with a recommendation to the board to adopt it through resolution. The second and final item for April is the Permitting Services Contract Amendment. David Evans and Associates, also known as DEA, and its team of subconsultants were selected through a competitive process to provide professional permitting services in 2015. The contract included an initial 2-year scope of work and up to a total term of 12 years through contract extensions. The current contract expires March 12th, and the proposed amendment approves the next year's scope of work and budget for services through mid-March of 2023. At the next board meeting, staff plan to present the proposed contract amendment with a recommendation for approval. This concludes the summary of upcoming action items. May I answer any questions?
Then from Commissioner Judah, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Next on our agenda is just a notice that the next board meeting is scheduled on April 7th, 2022 via Microsoft Teams. Lastly on our agenda, there's communication and non-agenda items. There do not appear to be any communication or non-agenda items scheduled for today's meeting. However, I would ask staff to extend my apologies to Tapani, or whatever the correct pronunciation is. If I can mess up a name, I'll mess up a name. Please forgive me.
I believe it's pronounced Tapani, but yeah, I'm sure, as long as the contract's approved, I'm sure they'll be fine with the mispronunciation.
Excellent. I can't go to Hawaii without totally slaughtering their place names. So thank you very much. I appreciate today's meeting. I'm glad we're able to make it work, and I'm glad that we got baseline 7.0 approved, and we're moving forward. So thank you to staff for all your hard work, and safe travels to Chair Judah, and I'll look forward to passing the gavel back over to you for the April meeting. So with that, no problem. There being no further business before the Board of Commissioners, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Take care.
Thank you so much. So that's it for the board meeting. For those folks attending the Management Committee meeting, we'll